This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Weed control in the post-Roundup era, or the pre-Roundup ready period, whichever you'd like to call it, in a moment.
Farm Credit Services of America isn't just a lender that knows agriculture. We're a lender that serves agriculture. It's everything we do. So along with attractive rates, you'll find ag-friendly terms, services, and financial tools made just for you. You can also get the power of ownership, a voice in how we work, a stake in what we do, and a share of our net return. Call us. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Weed control is harder than it's been since 1996. Glyphosate-resistant weeds have currently curtailed the effectiveness of one-pass herbicide treatment. There are at least four species of glyphosate-resistant weeds.
Yeah, Valor is the preferred pre-residual, pre-emergence herbicide for any crop system.
Eric Miller is a product manager for Valent Chemical Company and focuses on Valor and Fierce herbicides.
Providing 4 to 6 weeks of residual control against water hemp and palmer.
Eric Ott is field development specialist for Valent. He cautions that resistant weeds must be controlled or they will get out of hand.
Getting the weeds before they get you is the preferred way that I like to say. And, you know, you have less selection pressure from a pre-emergence application, and you're able to get in front of the weeds and help that post-emergence application be more effective.
Don't scare people, but I certainly have seen some of these weeds, Palmer amaranth for one. They look like if they move into your area and you can't control them early, you're going to lose the field.
It is scary. It is very, very scary. Being around the St. Louis area and even in northwestern Indiana, if you aren't ahead of these weeds, they will take your field, your neighbor's field, and they move readily, and it is a problem that you can't really control post-emergence.
There are no rotation problems on corn and soybeans with these herbicides. Using in areas where atrazine is restricted requires additional management practices. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.